We found that people are significantly less stressed who telework the majority of the time because they are able to escape from a lot of the meetings and interruptions that are inherent in the workplace. And it turns out people like to not have to be interrupted so often and be involved in so many meetings that are inherent in the office.
It almost sounds like what you're saying is that they can actually get their work done better.
Yes. In fact, what we found was information exchange and being in contact with people less frequently, which is often associated negatively with telework, is actually turned out to be such a positive thing for telework. Because people are exchanging information less frequently with others and are in contact with others less frequently, it actually leads to less interruptions and less meetings and less stress, which allows people to structure their work in ways that does not interfere with their personal lives as much, which leads to higher job satisfaction.
When one of the interesting parts of your study was you actually found that it streamlined for whatever reason.
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you're bringing that up, because one of the concerns about telework is often that they're going to be out of sight, out of mind,
right,
and that because they're communicating using technology primarily versus face-to-face, that they're not going to be connected to the information network and that they're not going to be getting the information that they need to do their jobs. And what we found, we actually took two measures of information exchange, and we looked at how frequently people are talking and communicating with their supervisors and colleagues, and also how much they feel like they're getting the information they need in terms of the quality and the timeliness of the information that they're exchanging with those people. And so the people in the office are indeed getting more information and kind of in contact with people more often than teleworkers, but both groups reported getting access to the information that they need equally. So it looks like teleworkers are just kind of experiencing less information overload, that they might be able to really just still get the information that they need to do their jobs, but they're not in contact with their supervisors and colleagues as often as those people who are in the office. So it kind of debunks the myth that people who are teleworking, and especially these people who we looked at who are working remotely the majority of the time, who you might assume would be, you know, more disconnected, that they're not able to access the information that they need. We found that they actually are able to still maintain that connection to the key information that they need, but kind of escape some of that information overload.
Now, I know your report includes a couple of recommendations to folks, and one of them is to designate certain times and spaces where office-based employees can work uninterrupted. Almost lessons learned. Guess what? Some of this almost create a telework environment in an office.
Yeah, absolutely. So for some organizations, you know, maybe telework for everyone isn't going to be possible. So I think one of the things from this study that can be useful is that, you know, if there are problems that are inherent in an office environment, which our study shows there are, sometimes people do want to have some uninterrupted time or space to work. And so offices can designate office, you know, quiet offices in which people can get away from their own office and, you know, work for a few hours or hunker down for a day and really kind of get some uninterrupted time to work. And some organizations have also started scheduling blocks of quiet time during the day, which, you know, may not work for every organization, but some organizations have had some real success with that, that employees can really look forward to that uninterrupted time because it does help with work-life conflict as well.
And conventional wisdom says, hold on, I'm teleworking, so A, either work bleeds through every part of my life or my life bleeds through all of my work and I'm not able to separate. But you actually found that, again, people who telework most of the time, they have better work-life balance and they're able to distinguish the two better than non-teleworkers.
Yeah, so what we looked at was the interruption of work into personal life. Now, certainly teleworkers can sometimes struggle with work interrupting their, life interrupting their work.
Right.
But what we found was what people really care about and what really matters to job satisfaction is that when work interrupts with your life, when work continually bleeds into your life and interferes with your ability to do what you want in your personal life, that's when people really feel dissatisfied with their jobs. And telework is really known for helping people structure their work in a way that it prevents work from spilling over continuously into their life. And that was, we did a number of statistical tests in our study, and that was one of the predominant findings, is that telework really helps people, allows them to have a personal life and allows them to prevent work from continually spilling over into their personal life.
How did you ever actually measure and determine the satisfaction of teleworkers? Seems like a difficult thing to measure.
Yeah, we actually asked a number of things. We asked people to report on, we took an online survey. We asked things like, knowing what you know now, if you had to decide all over again whether you would take the job you have, what would you decide? How does this job compare to your ideal job? In general, how does your job measure up to the sort of job that you wanted when you took it? And things like that, and had people rank, according, you know, on a scale from 1 to 7. Mm-hmm. And asked office-based workers and teleworkers to rank that on a scale.
And so one of the trends that I'm seeing is, the General Services Administration, they have a team of folks, I think it's 30 or 60 people out in Kansas City that are all teleworking together. They've said they're all doing it as one pilot, and the teaming aspect actually allowed them to share lessons amongst each other, and actually things that weren't working, they would share those ideas, mostly electronically, but they also get together occasionally. Almost that, and I think it's helped them actually make telework work more effectively for
That's
them.
Great.
Have you seen that happen before? And it seems like that might actually also increase because they're communicating with people that they may not have known before.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So what you're saying is that there's kind of a group of people that started teleworking together.
All together. All for one, one for all. Telework for one and all, telework for all, I guess.
Well, I think that'll be really, really important. And I think, you know, with the new kind of approach to telework starting off with the federal government, it'll be interesting for them to look at studies like that. Because I think one of the things that needs to be examined more in telework research is how does telework get implemented, and how do we rectify the people who are in the office, the people who are just starting to telework, the people who have been teleworking for, you know, 10 plus years, and how do they all kind of work together and share tips and tricks for when are people expected to be available, and where, and when do they get together? It makes it easier, I think, it sounds like you've seen that in the study that you've seen, which I actually haven't seen the study that you're talking about. But it does make it easier if people are all kind of starting at the same time and sharing tips and tricks from the beginning.